online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
We start with some breaking news this lunchtime. A coroner's ruled a Kent primary school teacher died after childbirth as a result of a catalogue of failings by doctors. Francis Cappuccini began losing blood after an emergency caesarean at Tunbridge Wells Hospital in October 2012. Nicola's been following this one and has the latest.
Well, a number of doctors and experts have spent 10 days giving evidence during the inquest into the death of the 30-year-old, who died just hours after giving birth to her second son. The coroner's main finding is that the anaesthetist responsible for her treatment should have been supervised after a previous similar incident. The Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust wouldn't speak after the hearing, but in a statement it's apologised to Mrs. Cappuccini's family and said a number of changes have been made to make sure the same thing didn't happen again.
KMFM News.
The Foreign Secretary says it's very good news that Donald Trump has promised a free trade deal between the US and the UK will be done quickly. Boris Johnson has been speaking after the President-elect said leaving the European Union would be a great thing for the UK. He made the comments during an interview for the Times newspaper. It was conducted by MP Michael Gove, who beat the Prime Minister and the Foreign Secretary to a face-to-face meeting with Mr. Trump.
I'm also a writer, and it was as a writer that I was invited to, not as a politician, that I was invited to see the President-elect. And what's striking is the warmth of his praise for Theresa May and the enthusiasm he has for the leadership that she's shown.
A man from North London's appeared in court to deny 5 sex attacks on the same woman in Maidstone last month. The alleged incidents took place in an alleyway off Wallace Avenue on December 20th. A 25-year-old man from the town's been remanded into custody. A 19-year-old man's been charged by police investigating a robbery in Ramsgate. He was arrested after a woman's handbag was allegedly stolen in the St John's Crescent on Friday morning. The teenager from Hobart Road in the town's been released on bail until next month. Former football coach Barry Bennell has denied 8 child sex abuse charges. The ex-Crewe Alexandra youth coach has appeared in court this morning. Sky's Paul Kelso was there and has the latest.
He appeared via video link to enter 8 not guilty pleas on varying charges of sexual assault against a boy who was aged under 16 when the offences took place between 1981 and 1985.
Police investigating a burglary at a pub in Whitstable have released CCTV of 3 men they want to speak to. 2 small safes containing cash were taken from the Plough along St John's Road on the morning of January 2nd. A £19 million bridge over the River Medway is to close for repairs just months after it opened. The wrong expansion joints have been fitted at either end of the structure, which links a new village near Waldham to Snodland and Halling. Investigations underway now to find out how it happened. The bridge will be closed to traffic for a week from next Monday. And it's the last day for primary school applications in Kent. Last year, the County Council had over 17,000 applications and say they're expecting that to rise again this year. Roger Goff's in charge of education at the Council. He says it's important to list your preferred schools truthfully.
Put it in the order that you genuinely want. I think people sometimes have a feeling that, oh, do the schools see this? If I don't put this school first, might I not get a place? That doesn't apply. We seek to deliver your highest preference that we possibly can.
Well, you've got until midnight tonight to apply, and you can do that at the County Council's website.
KMFM. Sports.
So, starting with tennis, and Andy Murray's into the second round of the Australian Open. With more on that and the rest of this lunchtime sport, here's Joe.
Well, Murray says he's in the perfect stage in his career to make the most of being world number one. The Wimbledon and Olympic title holder was made to work hard for his straight sets win over Ukraine's Ilya Marchenko. It's his first Grand Slam as the top-ranked player and says he's comfortable with that label.
I feel like I'm mature enough now to handle it. Maybe, you know, if it happens when you're very young, you might feel extra pressures and, the responsibilities, might feel a bit much. But I think because I'm much older and more mature.
He'll play Russia's Andrei Rublev next. Meantime, a report from MPs says Premier League clubs are failing disabled football supporters. It says they've got more than enough money to meet the needs of fans, but claims several top-flight sides in England will fail to achieve basic standards by a summer deadline. The league says it's not about cost, but several older grounds are challenging to change. And in ice hockey, it was a disappointing weekend for Kent's Invicta Dynamos with back-to-back defeats in the league. They lost 8-2 away at Solent Devils on Saturday and suffered a 3-1 defeat to Streatham at the ice rink in Gillingham last night.
That's the latest. We'll be back with more at 2.